One can get release from the conditioned life of material existence by devotional service to the personality of Godhead. It is further comprehended herein that one has to rise to the platform of the mode of goodness so that one can be eligible, befähigt, for the devotional service of the Lord. But if there are impediments on the progressive path, anyone, even from the platform of tamas, can gradually rise to the sattva platform by the expert direction of the spiritual master. Sincere candidates must, therefore, approach an expert spiritual master for such a progressive march, and the bona fide expert spiritual master is competent to direct a disciple from any stage of life, tamas, rajas, or sattvas. Mm-hmm. You're translating into the sweet Argentinian language, I can see. That's very nice. I would recommend you to go, please, to this part of the room so that it is undisturbed both for you and for us. Murali, now you get traduzione. Wie sagt man? Das ist nicht argentinisch. You noticed there are two paths of elevation which are given here. It is a mistake. Do you want maybe to first find the text in the book? Then you can just read from there. We are reading today from the first canto, chapter 2, text 22. Yes? If you can't catch up with me, if you have the first paragraph, you have really the essence of this. It is a mistake, therefore, to consider that worship of any quality or any form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is equally beneficial. Except Vishnu, all separated forms are manifested under the conditions of material energy, and therefore the forms of material energy cannot help anyone to rise to the platform of sattva, which alone can liberate a person from material bondage. The uncivilized state of life or the life of the lower animals is controlled by the mode of tamas. The civilized life of man, with a passion for various types of material benefits, is the stage of rajas. The rajas stage of life gives a slight clue to the realization of the absolute truth in the forms of fine sentiments in philosophy, art and culture, with moral and ethical principles. But the mode of sattva is a still higher stage of material quality, which actually helps one in realizing the absolute truth. In other words, there is a qualitative difference between the different kinds of worshipping methods as well as the respective results derived from the predominating deities, namely Brahma, Vishnu, and Hara. Namah Om, we said this already. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Let us again read the verse today. But for easier listening, I would like to summarize it in my own words so that the more complicated and more complex expressions of this verse can be better appreciated. This verse and purport deal with the different modes of material nature and their different results on the consciousness of someone who is in these modes. The example of the earth and the fire helps us understand it. First, you have earth, from which you cannot really derive the benefit of fire. Then the next manifestation of earth is Krishna? Ja, ich kann es gut verstehen. Da ist so ein kleiner Summig in der Anlage. Kriegst du den raus, den Summig, oder? Gut. Gut, immer. Hare Krishna, my dear Krishna devotees, for you we take the austerity of tolerating the Summig. Whatever that is in English. So, again, the earth has many different, has three different manifestations which are compared here with the benefits the modes of nature give. First there is raw earth, then there is a tree, and then there is fire. Of all these three manifestations, the fire is most desired because it is expressed here. One can derive from the fire the benefit of making a Vedic sacrifice and then obtaining knowledge. So, in this comparison, the mode of ignorance is compared to earth, the mode of passion to wood, and the mode of goodness to fire, from which one can derive the highest benefit, that is coming to Krishna consciousness. The exact Sanskrit word is sattvam yat brahma darshanam. In the mode of sattva, one gets a darshan of Brahma, the spiritual reality. So please listen with this understanding again to the verse and analyze and try to understand it. Firewood is a transformation of earth, but smoke is better than the raw wood. And fire is still better, for by fire we can derive the benefits of superior knowledge through Vedic sacrifices. Similarly, passion is better than ignorance, but goodness is best because by goodness one can come to realize the absolute truth. Let me again make it very clear, because I did not take one thing in consideration. So there's the earth and wood, which is a transformation of earth. There's smoke, and then there is fire. The mode of ignorance is earth and wood. There's no idea of fire. The mode of passion is compared to burning earth, that means burning wood, where there is a little realization of fire, but it bites the eyes. There's no clear vision. And finally, there's a pure fire, that is mode of yes, the pure fire. So these correspond to ignorance, passion, and sattva gun. This is exactly how the verse goes. In this human form of life, Srila Prabhupada makes it very clear, we have to rise from the platform of tamas gradually to the platform of sattva. The uncivilized state of life, where one does not have any rules, any regulations, and just lives to fulfill the different demands of the senses, is the uncivilized life of a human being, which is totally in ignorance. Then there is a life of the arts, of the philosophy, of the let me see. Ethical principles, even. The fine sentiments. And Prabhupada says, this is the rajasic state of life, but it gives a slight clue to the realization of the absolute truth. In other words, sometimes in art and philosophy, you can find something which is godly. Have you experienced this in your life? I think, Gaurav Bhavani, you in art, I also have seen in many art forms, like in the composition of Mozart, for instance, you feel enlivened after having heard it, and you think of God. I think Shyamala also has the experience of this. It gives a hint or a good piece of literature. I don't want to give examples because this is very relativistic. One person has read this and found it very inspiring and enlivening, another person so on and so forth. A good piece of literature, after reading it, you might sometimes feel, oh God, please help me. No? Yes. No, my audience is a little tired this morning. Yes, because this gives one the clue of realization of the absolute truth. Clue heißt Hinweis. You can think of it. You cannot yet see it very clearly because it is not the Vrindavan Krishna who appears in Mozart's compositions or in Hesse's literature, it is not even a God which is free from the imperfections of the different philosophies, but there is something there, just like when you see a fire, which is covered with smoke. The smoke may be very strong and bite your eyes, but you have an idea, a clue, a Hinweis that there must be fire. There must be fire. Then comes, Prabhupada was once asked by Satswarup Maharaj, who is a great lover of literature. Any one of you who is also a lover of literature, please read his brilliant book, My Search Through Books, where he describes the different art, good writers and novelists which he has read. He describes some of their novels and how it moved him to think of God. After reading so much literature, Satswarup Maharaj went to Srila Prabhupada because he felt he had to find out whether or not there was anything good in these books. And he asked them, what's about these philosophers? Do they have any God realization? Because he felt something, like some of us have done. And Srila Prabhupada answered, the amount of sincerity which they have is their God realization. In other words, yes, if they are sincere. And I was thinking a little bit about this in terms to one of my very dear, I like his ideas somehow. We go good together, maybe because we were born in the north. There is this philosopher, you will have to say the name again, Søren Kierkegaard. Yes, does he say it properly? Jagannath is confirming it. So, Søren Kierkegaard, you don't spell the D in the end. Say it again, please. Yes, thank you, Søren Kierkegaard. He made a very interesting observation, which does, as if you listen carefully, have a lot to do with the modes of nature and with our lives. He spoke that there are three stages in a human being, and he described them as the aesthetical, the ethical, and the religious state. I do not find these words very descriptive personally, but the content is very good. He says, in the first state of consciousness, you observe something but retain the observer's position. It interests you, it is all right, but you don't do anything. You just remain passive. The second state in a human being, you see something and you like it and you begin to become active for it. You give your best for it. You don't live like a Dane, but like someone who is really intense in his endeavor, because you feel very strongly for it. You are prepared to demonstrate for it. You are prepared to put your time and your energy into it. And you are prepared to even go to your granitsas. Granitsas means your own limitations for it. And then he says something very interesting happens. Then you see, when you go to your own limits, I can't make it alone. I can't be successful alone. I need a higher help. I need a higher strength. And then you turn to, then you surrender to God. Do you understand? First, I can even think that this, I feel this can be interpreted even to a devotee of Krishna. A devotee of Krishna in the beginning becomes interested. But he really doesn't want to do anything. He is maybe at home, and to consider a life of devotional service with so much austerity is very, it's not relevant, really. Mm-hmm. Some of our devotees remain in this state, I feel. They are mid-esser or mid-läufer. They just go along with it. They appreciate it, but they don't want to give their best. Then the second state is where one comes a little passionate. I must do something for Krishna. And they run around, jung. You can't even see him. So much lucha, so much things. And then he becomes disappointed after a passionate endeavor, also in Dukhona Jivot. I'm sorry, and the reason is, in Serbia I speak in English, and because I want my audience to understand whatever little words I know, I just have to say it, and that's why when I speak English, speak also Serbian with the habit. Even in spiritual life, if you just run around, you will come to a state of disappointment, enttäuschung, because you just see it doesn't work. I don't make it. Something is still missing. My heart remains empty, like the Sahara Desert. Lament, lament, lament. Maybe you know this state. I purposefully don't look at one devotee now, because then it would be revealed what is the dilemma of this devotee. Therefore, and she might feel shy in the presence of others. I do not look at many devotees, by the way. I may not look at me either. It's sometimes we as passionate Westerners, we come to this. Of course, in this passionate endeavor, there is sometimes an idea. My dear devotees, cling to this idea. Let it not go. It's the idea, I need help. I'm a mercy case. So when you come to realize this, that you are a humble, fallen soul, just very regrettable that you are so fallen, then the next state can come, where you just know who you are, you know, and you endeavor to cultivate the mode of goodness, because from that mode of life you can easily get how is it said here, yat brahma and asatvam yat brahma darshanam, you can see you can have a darshan of the absolute truth, brahma. Yes. But you can only make this transition if you sincerely request the milos, the help. You have to tolerate it a little. I'm trying to correct this habit. Soon I will speak pure English. If you cry out for the help in this stage, and cultivate what is in the mode of goodness, you can easily become successful. Now, let me tell you what you should do to come from this passionate life of existence where you run around but you remain unsatisfied and not very spiritually enlivened and advanced. What can you exactly do? Crying out for help is alright, but what can you do to cultivate the mode of goodness, to cultivate the fire? Please, Krishna, light my fire. Hare Krishna, those who listen to music can recommend, can see the origin of this little song. How can you get this fire from which you can really start your spiritual life? You know this. Please listen very carefully. I will read to you now a shloka from the 11th chapter. If you are a devotee who likes to take notes, then this is the time to take notes. The first point, this is Krishna gives now the help. He says the first point we have to develop is we have to control our minds. Gadara, I want to put you up to the newest in this lecture. We have gone through a philosopher, because Prabhupada said there, since the sincerity of the philosopher is the amount of God consciousness, and have analyzed three states of life. One is where you just observe something, then the second is where you really go into give your best, but where you are still controlled by passion. You might see these traces sometimes in the different services of the devotees in either the sankirtan or academic fields, and then you come, when you give your best, it's not bad, you come to the stage where you know you need help. You can't do it alone. You did everything you could. You ran around, you organized, you served, you really threw yourself into it, but unfortunately in the mode of passion. You come to a state where you need help, and then you go to the state where you want to really cultivate the mode of goodness, because it helps you satvam yat brahma darshanam. So what should you do for this? This is now from the 11th canto. There are some the points which Krishna gives. And if you listen to them, you will see like, finally someone understands me. Krishna understands what I need. Mind control is the first thing you must do. When you see that your mind goes into things which are not healthy for your spiritual life, you have to immediately bring it back. When you see you come to your Achilles heel, your weak point, and you think, like you have thought for thousands of times and maybe even thousands of lives, bring it back. Bring it under the control of the self. It's a practice which you have to do. Then you see you go into a depression, for instance. Our Matajis know this, when sometimes it happens more with Matajis, that you just go into the helpless state, you know. Just bring it back. It happens also in men, but we have different psychologies. And next thing, or if you have lusty thoughts, now comes spring time. Die Bäume schlagen aus. That means you also, the body will schlagen aus, you know. You know, mind and sense control is very, very important. You cannot hold yourself on a platform where you can practice Krishna consciousness if you don't learn the mind and sense control. Or if you have someone who you don't like. It sometimes happens in a community like ours, where we live with so many different people who cannot, who are not all on our wavelengths. And you think, oh, this person again, you know. Try to bring it back. Mind and sense control. Very, very important. Think on your own. What does it mean in your life? Mind and sense control. The drugi pointer. Sorry. Second point. Tolerance. Duldsamkeit in Deutsch. Is a jewel. As a woman becomes beautiful by her bodily features and her nice qualities, like inspiration and intuition and so on. Cuckoo becomes beautiful by cuckoo calling into the forest. And a sadhu becomes beautiful by his ability to forgive others. For that he needs tolerance. When you see someone is not doing it according to, is not like you, be happy. What would happen if the whole world would be like you? Understand, they have different experiences. They are conditioned souls who have had a different life. They were in maybe, you who knows what they were in their previous lives. And as it said in the Bhagavad Gita, the soul carries the conceptions from one body to the next, just like the air carries aromas. Yes. So, therefore, when someone has a different conception, it is necessary. It's a different aroma, a different fragrance. It may not fit your own aroma very nice, but after all, you only also have an aroma, like everything. Everyone else has an aroma. Unless we have a Krishna conscious concept, or everything is relative in the world, the good and the bad. Something is then discrimination. The English word is viveka. That's a Sanskrit word, I'm sorry. Discrimination means you must know what is right and what is wrong. Always look at three things: the proper time, the proper association, and of whom you are dependent. This is Chanakya Pandit. This means discrimination. Is it now the proper time to do this? The association. Are these persons favorable for me? And the proper, and another thing, the proper endeavor. Is this, am I endeavoring in the right direction? Is this good for which I am going now? A proper endeavor. You know, sometimes it happens in devotional service. We asked ourselves, what should be the next step? What should be the next phase in our service? Isn't it? And I can imagine in all the projects, in the Bhakta program, our wonderful Bhakta program, Should I move in this direction, more courses maybe, or should we more go with the bhaktas on Harinam? Endeavor, everything is endeavor. What is a proper endeavor at this time? You must discriminate. Sometimes it's a little difficult to discriminate because it's very difficult to say sometimes in the service what is right and what is wrong, isn't it? It is almost an insurmountable challenge sometimes. And what is the right association? I think Jörn, Florian, and Jörn, Boris have made a decision in their life. We want to stay with devotees. That's our association, isn't it? That's very important. Now, even amongst devotees, you will have to see where are the advanced souls, the advanced Vaishnavas, like Adi Shesh, from which we can learn. We should associate with these devotees. Then it will go very fast. But if we associate with devotees who talk from morning to evening about their problems, let us try to help them and be very, let us not show it. But if we see we can't help them and it puts us down on the platform, let us very politely, so that we don't hurt them, seek the other association. Yeah, very important. Sometimes amongst devotees, some of us don't go so well together. We always remind ourselves of our anattas. Let us be tactful. Let us be clever and say, well, maybe this association, from practical experience, I must say, it's not so good. Then, I will go a little bit faster. Sticking to one's prescribed duties. If you have something which you do as a duty, continue with it. Prabhupada said, whoever rises at before the Mangal Aarti and comes to the Mangal Aarti and chants in the morning his round, after doing this for 10 years, everything he says will be correct. Stay to the duty. Stick to the duty. Just do it. And you will later reap the results. Those of us who are older devotees, they know, they live on the results of their tapasic life. You know. Sometimes devotees who are getting older, they get a little in a little identity crisis. Oh, I can't, you know, get up so early any longer. I can't go on Sankirtan book distribution so much any longer. My hip, meine Hüfte, and so on. And then to somehow, you know, come to terms. Also, sie müssen das ja irgendwie verarbeiten für sich. That they go now a little bit more on low-key, externally. They sometimes develop a wrong mentality. They say, oh, it was so fanatic. I was so fanatic. It is true, you might have been fanatic. Oh, I was so idealistic. But my dear devotees, don't rationalize. Yes, you may have done something which is wild in the past. Your generation, you don't know the wildness. We old guys, you know, we could tell you stories. Your hair would go into the other dimension. I consider it like this. Yes, I was an illusionist. I was young and wild and... But I really did so much service. Oh, now I only do maybe 1/100th of this. I don't know. It was good. Because Krishna accepts every endeavor which we do. Even as we have heard yesterday, if it is useless. But if we do it for Krishna, if we want to serve Krishna with it, that's very good. That's very good. So stick to your duty, whatever it is. Sometimes if life is getting harder, then you just have to do things out of duty. For those of you who get lost, so much information today, now my channel is full, we are talking about what elevates us to the mode of goodness from where we can realize Krishna. Truthfulness, speak the truth. Mercy. Have you been merciful today to someone? Careful study of the past and future. Be intelligent. What did you do wrong in the past? Go into the future. Make good plans. How can you learn from the past? And apply it from the situation. Oh, now it gets for us Westerners almost impossible. Satisfaction in any condition. Be satisfied with what Krishna has given to you. You can be satisfied in any condition if you go to a transcendental subject matter. I felt this yesterday when I was with my Dobrodošli party, with my welcome committee, and we talked about different practical things, and then we just decided to read from the Uddhava Gita, and we became satisfied because our mind came to the understanding, oh, everything is the main thing is already done. The main plan, the main organization is done. We are in Krishna consciousness. The main thing has been done already. The other things. When you have a Krishna conscious concept or Krishna conscious vision, a spiritual vision, then the little things become what they are, little things. Ishvari came from the burial of our Haravapu Prabhu. Burial means Bestattungszeremonie. It was a wonderful ceremony. If you are interested, at a later lecture I can talk about this. And there were several devotees there, and they all felt everything was what happened as far as unpleasant experiences are concerned are just so totally irrelevant now. One doesn't even think of them. You will see this also when you leave this body, or earlier if you are philosophical in your life, that the little things which happen in the life, they are really not important at all. Our moods and our thoughts and our... it's not important. It's just passing. Like clouds in the sky. You know, when you see today a cloud formation which interests you very much or which shocks you very much, in a few hours it's no longer there. Don't become attached to the clouds in the sky. And don't become shocked by them either. Satisfaction in any condition. Be satisfied. Because you are in Krishna consciousness. Generosity. Give. Be a giver. Things you can give. You can give attention to others. You can give prasadam to others. Of all the gifts which you can give, the gift of knowledge is a supreme gift. Preach. Be a preacher. This brings you to the mode of goodness and higher even. Yeah. Renunciation of sense gratification. Faith in the spiritual master. Have faith in your spiritual master. This is very important. You see how it mixes with spiritual things now? This Prabhupada expresses this very nice, and I was very happy to read this. He says, but if there are impediments on the progressive path, anyone, even from the platform of tamas, even if you are a tama gentleman or tama lady, even from the platform of tamas, anyone, huh, can gradually rise to the sattva platform by the expert direction of the spiritual master. If you don't believe this, you can read it in black and white on page 125 or Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 24. By this, if you just keep the faith in the spiritual master strong, you can also feel, you can also come up to this what is very favorable to practice Krishna consciousness. Then, very, very important, next thing, can you still, are you still with me? It gets a little much. Tatva, geht's noch? Good. Being embarrassed at improper action. If you did something wrong, say sorry. Don't try to rationalize it. Oh, I meant it like this. Oh, it was almost half spiritual, my mistake. and so on. Being embarrassed by improper action, it leads us to humility. Yes, later, and after we have finished. Uno minuto. 5 minuto. 5 minutes. Charity. Then simplicity. Live a simple life. Not with much decorations. And be careful of getting a house. Humbleness. Be humble. And again, satisfaction within oneself are qualities of the mode of goodness. It is described, if a brahmana becomes too unsatisfied in his or her life, all the brahminical quality leave the brahmana, just like water drips out of a pot which has a hole. Because that devotee will always lament, and he will be... he will lamenting himself or herself safely into the mode of ignorance. Satisfaction. This is the only thing, this is what is mentioned 2 times in this purpose. Other things is also mentioned 2 times. Charity, be a giver. That's the second thing, which is 2 times. Yes, my dear devotees, you will see these things require practice. If you deal with this information which you have just gotten, that you can elevate yourself to the mode of goodness by certain activities which are in the mode of goodness, if you take this information as merely theoretical, or if it remains notes on your pieces of paper, you will not experience anything. But I want to give this guarantee. Maybe if we get some amount of Lakshmi, I will even offer Lakshmi for those who are of the mercantile mentality. If you try it in your life, if you bring this somehow into your lives, you will see how you raise up. In our childhood, there was in Hamburg Hafen, a Paternoster. Do you know what a Paternoster is? It's a something like an elevator, which without doors. It goes from one story to the next. It doesn't go. You can't go from the fifth in one. No, from the first in one, zoop to the fifth. It goes first to the second, and it just moves up and down. It's for people who have a lot of things to do. in different departments of an office building, and they throughout the day need to sometimes run to a department in 5 stories, sometimes they need to go to the cellar and so on. The paternosters are no longer built in office building because one has a computer now and one can shoot the required information chung 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 all over the place without needing to move. But in the old times one needed to move when there was no computer. So when I was a child, I remember there was a S-Bahn drive. I had to go to this office building, then I had to sneak myself into the there was always this old portiers. I had to say, my father, I need to bring an information or something from my mother to my father, oh, you just want to drive in the paternoster. No. I hate paternoster. It's not good for my stomach. Then, okay. Then I would, all day, I would just be in the paternoster, jump out, wait for the next cabin, jump in, and go in the paternoster from morning till evening. I remember children, we were so simple children. We needed simple toys. I couldn't understand. I'm jumping in and goes up, wonderful. So this is how this knowledge of the modes of material nature are. If you practice one of these things, it's tolerance, for instance, or discrimination, or sticking to your duty, or being satisfied. You would see how you jump in one of these cabins. All of a sudden you're raised upwards. It works. But don't make this theoretical knowledge. We need to really bring this in our lives. Maybe you write a list and then you practice each day one item. So that it doesn't get too complicated. What do you think, Arara? Or other ideas, you are a scientist. We need to apply this scientifically in our lives. We go out of this lecture without this willingness, it will be a wasted 45 minutes for you. Because this subject only works if you put it in practice. Otherwise, you've wasted your time. This is meant for application. This is very practical knowledge. Krishna, in the 14th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, he says, this knowledge is superior to any other knowledge. Now you might say, I can't accept. We have heard that the middle 6 chapters of the Gita, that is from 7 to 12, are the most important chapter. But how can Krishna say in the 15th chapter it's the highest knowledge? He has already said everything in the middle 6 chapters. What is the highest? Because they are the bhakti chapters. But it is still the highest. Why? Because it gives you the direction how you will attain the highest, how you will come to Krishna consciousness. Without this, you can't practice Krishna consciousness. For instance, you want to go to Vrindavan, as an example. And then you go into the airplane. And the airplane stops in Rome. Should you jump out of the airplane? Is it not? No, it has to. It has to jump in Rome, and then it goes further. In the same way, the mode of goodness is there. By cultivating goodness, you have to fly. You go to the Zwischenstopp,
which is necessary on your road to Vrindavan. Sometimes devotees say, no, we don't want to practice the mode of goodness, we want to be in transcendence. But you don't get there without following the mode of goodness. You will be too disturbed. Hare Krishna. I want to end here. Thank you very much. But don't forget, even if nothing works, if you have faith in the spiritual master, this is what Prabhupada writes here, then there's hope. But this doesn't mean that you can remain in ignorance and rajas. Prabhupada says, if I want to say it again, because for us, we hear so many lectures about the spiritual master, and therefore we now, of course, want to know what is his position in this thing, he said. But if there are impediments on the progressive path, yes, there are. Let us hear very carefully now what comes now. Anyone, even from the platform of tamas, now that's me, can gradually rise to the sattva platform by the expert direction of the spiritual master. Mm-hmm. Sincere candidates must therefore approach an expert spiritual master for such a progressive march. And the bona fide expert spiritual master is competent to direct a disciple from any stage of life, tamas, rajas, or sattva. He still directs you. It's not just you say, I have faith and remain where I am. No, no, he will direct you and say, please do this, this is good for you, this. Then you will, you follow it, the instructions, you will rise. Dobro. Good. I want to end here. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Do you have any questions? Guru Shiromani. He didn't say it like this, but I interpreted it like this. Mm-hmm. He said it like this, but without the mode of goodness. So I want to be very correct. Mm-hmm. Yes. There are two types of endeavors. One is with motivation and one for your own enjoyment, and the other is for with a motivation for Krishna's enjoyment. You must endeavor, but in the second way. You must endeavor. It's very important. If we don't surrender, you know, this means practical acts of surrender, it will be difficult for us to make advancement. And Krishna wants to see it. I talked to one very nice devotee a little while ago, and this devotee told me, I can't understand what's going on. It's such a simple, it's such a task, but I'm spending 4 hours on this now. My only conclusion is Krishna must want my surrender. He's so demanding. Said to the devotee, yes, you see now the truth. Krishna wants you with heart and heart, you know, wants to have you completely, that is complete surrender. Ja, Adishesh Babu. Yeah. And his words, all he speaks will be perfect. Yeah, yeah. This is a very deep question which Adi Shesh Prabhu asked. I think we all know that there are devotees who, maybe we are devotees who are 10 years in the movement, but it's not that all we speak is perfect. Don't know if you have this experience. I have this experience. It refers to the proper execution of devotional service, and for that we need to endeavor. I have a very nice quotation which I want to read to you in answer to your question. The question is often, we are a mercy movement, and I think we hope for, in some ways, that the mercy somehow descends into our lives. Here's a nice quotation to the mercy point. To keep oneself free from material contamination and attain the Lord's favor, one must be sincerely anxious to render service to the Lord. This is the only qualification necessary. So this being sincerely anxious to render service, if you have this throughout your 10 years, then very good. I think we all know how sometimes this sincerely anxious, it comes in intervals, isn't it? Oh, now I'm really in a situation where I really need to improve certain things. And then the sincerity comes. You must be sincerely anxious. That's how I see it. Don't we all know these times in our life? Enough is enough! Now I become a good devotee, you know, and then we are sincerely anxious for some time. Sincerity is such a wonderful quality. I want to look, I have seen your finger, I want to just look here.
Murari. Can we do it like this, Madhavi, that Murali puts the question to you and you don't translate, then we save time, then I will ask Jagannath and you will ask me when I've answered Jagannath's point. You understand? Yeah. No, you ask Murali now to formulate his question, and then when it's very clear to you, then you will ask this. So now you should hear to this question, maybe ask again, how did you mean this point, and then translate it, and then I will answer it. Yeah. Tell him so that he is not offended that I go to another one now. So you don't translate now. You're now busy with your own project, Murali's question. Yes. Good. Jagannath? Yes. A very good question. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, you speak about cultivating the mode of goodness, but at the same time we speak a lot about finding our situation in the Varnashrama.
context, which may not be a mode of goodness in all in our case. Yeah, that's a very good question. It's a very good question. It's a My answer may not be so deep, but the only way I can understand it is if we are properly situated according to our natures, then it will be easier for us to perform devotional service, and by the execution of devotional service we will cultivate, we will ultimately come on the transcendental platform. Even a Shudra will transcend his Shudra nature and become, you know, these disturbing things of the Shudra nature, an addiction to sense gratification and so on. And he will come to the transcendental platform and to the mode of goodness. He will. That's why Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur made this point. He gave Brahman initiation even to sutras. You will hear, it will become very clear, Jagannath, if I read to you the characteristics of the I will do this tomorrow because it gets too long. I want to go tomorrow into psychology. It will be quite interesting, really. I will talk about the different psychologies of the different modes of nature. You know, I will describe a typical tamasic type and a rajasic type and a sattvic type. There are seven different psychology types in Sarvagun. I think you will also be very interested. There are six rajasic types, and there are only three tamasic types. I mean, in their pure form. You can make like a character analysis from this. Because most of us are mixed. For instance, you and according to my idea, you have very high, you have good points here in the sattvika types. You have also rajasika types, and I see also some tamasika. Some, only very little. We will hear this tomorrow. Yes, Murali. Origin of the fire. In Chaitanya Charitamrita there is a verse which says that the elements exists in Goloka Vrindavan, but they are all, their substance there is Satchit Ananda, full of eternal. You have an eternal, you have a fire there which is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. It does not burn like a fire here. Therefore, also, yes, everything here is a reflection of what is there. Does this answer your question, Murali? There is a verse. I was very shocked about that there are the elements which are, but they are spiritual. Yes? Yeah. I must say, I was thinking about something totally else. Buddhavata, please excuse me. I was spacing out. I have no idea what you asked. Please, I'm very sorry. Yeah, I was thinking just. Yes. No. I was just tired and thinking about something else. Yeah, certainly. Yeah, a very nice addition to the answer. Yes, thank you very much. To stick out your duty in the Varnashram system means you are in an elevation system. That is a system for you are in the Paternoster, which brings you to the on the way to goodness. Yes, very correct. Thank you, Uddhava. This was a very important answer. Krishna speaks about this if one. In the 18th chapter, by performing duties in the Varnashram system, one worships Krishna indirectly. Good. I think we have come to a healthy end. A natural end. But please, I will lecture a little bit more about this. I won't give my seminar. I'm just trying for my seminar. I have the seminar, The Three Modes of Material Nature, and I'm practicing. So that when I give it, it's so good that everyone just goes, wow, never heard such information. So, you know, ich schleife meine Messer. Very good. I would just a little announcement on my behalf. Can I speak to Gadadha, to Lalita, to Nandimukhi, to Narayani, and to Madhavi? Can you just come after this, just here in the corner? It goes very fast. Very fast. Also to Bhutavasa Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.